Hello everyone, and today I want to talk about Saturn again, our friend. He went retrograde yesterday on the 4th of June 2022 and will remain so until the 23rd of October. So we've a few lessons to go back over that he has to teach us. And, you know, most people are familiar with the concept of Mercury retrograde because it happens so often. But Saturn does everything slowly and deeply moving. Mercury can do things at a lighter revisionary sort of need to go back over, or maybe you might need to do that call again or whatever. But where Saturn goes retrograde, there's deep wounds there that we start to give out to ourselves about the naming and the shaming that we do of ourselves comes to light, and what we say about ourselves needs to be questioned. And so Saturn's position in the chart shows where we feel least served or not cared for, or that we didn't care enough for maybe in a previous time, that we need to learn how to show more care and kindness in how we do or what we do or what we say to others, but particularly to ourselves also. So this time of retrograde Saturn is going to ask us again to feel the feeling, to have the experience of what it is to be wounded, and to hold that hurt within us, because we need to feel it to heal it. We need to experience it. And that's the sad thing about Saturn. He's a teacher. He brings us to the light by showing us the shadow. And, you know, the shadow is what we carry. My teacher Sanjay says that we're primarily water, and water is transparent. It doesn't hold the shadow. But the earth element does. And we're primarily 75% water. But the 25% is the earth factor, the physical factor that holds the shadow. And so we don't particularly like to look at it, and we tend to run away from it and try to escape it through various addictions. And so one of the things that he brings is to a place of where we can see how we are responsible for the pain and the grief that we have had visited on us. And so that is a big challenge. And many years ago, I didn't get a medal for anything in my life, but I got one at the end of what we call in astrology my Saturn Dasha. And that's a long time ago. I ended a stage in my life that was very destructive, and I took a journey into of healing into a treatment center where at the end of a long period of self-examination, they give you a medallion or a medal, and written on the medal is "I am responsible." And it's the most profound piece of jewellery I ever got. Not that I'd be walking around wearing it, but I certainly touched my heart because up to that point in my life, I might have blamed my circumstances, my teachers, my parents, my, you know, anything outside of me that would have put me into the circumstances that caused me to be the way I was. I had no sense of responsibility for the part that I was playing that got me there. Only getting back into the self-pity and the poor me. And so when I got this medallion, it meant I could see that I was responsible for all that I had experienced. And if I wanted a different life, I had to lead a different life. And taking on the challenges that meant, and having a total change of lifestyle. That date was actually recorded in the Dasha system within Vedic astrology, which is hugely responsible again for getting me into Vedic astrology, because I thought, how could they possibly know that I made a huge transition in that time in my life? But the Saturn period ended and a new period started. A new period ruled by Mercury, who was responsible for learning, and I couldn't stop learning. I was so engrossed in it. And when the Mercury period finished, I started the Ketu period, and I went into learning Vedic astrology and about India. Like I really hadn't shown any real interest in India before that. I was more involved with Western astrology and self-help books and recovery of all sorts. So these particular phases of my life, these dates were marked out on the birth chart, the Vedic birth chart that I was given in when my Ketu Dasha started. And I was astounded that they could have picked out those dates so clearly to show when the transitions would happen, the big changes would happen. And so that completely convinced me, because if you experience something as a truth for you, it just holds. It's not like, you know, it's not speculation anymore, or maybe this or that, but it's actually experiential. So some people say they wouldn't believe in that, and fair enough, that's their story, but my story was so completely convincing. So I don't mean to bore you now with my story, but I just want to say that time in my life where I did receive this medallion was a huge turning point. And so about what Saturn, my experience at Saturn had been, and how I had to change my life if I wanted to have a chance at all at life. And so he's seen as the hard taskmaster, and he cripples us until we can name and see what it is that's causing the doubt within us, you know, the wounds, as I said, the fears, the resentments, the remorse, the guilt, the shame. All of those feelings are all belong to Saturn. And when he goes retrograde, he wants you to feel them again. And that's what's happening right now. It's just a clean up. He's going back into Capricorn, and it just needs to be looked at again. Now, if Saturn is retrograde in your birth chart, that's even more so that you're going to have to do this in the life. Is to go back over and try to understand what it is that you have done that caused you to have to experience these feelings. And the main reason for Saturn having a problem is because of the withholding of love. There's a coldness in the Saturnian energy. And this is something that we need to understand, is why we are doing what we are doing. But what happens once we can face that shadow in ourselves is that we're allowing the light of knowledge to shine on that shadow. And once the light can shine on the shadow, there is no shadow. We can see what the ignorance that was behind it, the lack of knowledge that was the cause of it. And so for now, that's what these few months we're going to have to go through, and make a plan maybe for what you might experience, what you might experience over the last month while Saturn's moved forward and moved into Aquarius. You might have got opportunities to do things, and you could see your way forward as to how you could do things. But as I said, he's started to go retrograde again now, so you're going to have to look at some of that other stuff that needs healing within yourself. And what can you do? Who can you serve that's going to help you relieve that issue? Because that's what the problem is. We need to give back where we have taken. We need to help the people that we have hurt, whether it's in a previous life or this life. But we need to heal those wounds within ourselves, as well as for the issues, like it can be with a mother or a brother or a sister or a partner. But somehow we feel that they don't give us enough now, so we blame them. But in actual fact, it's the other way around. We need to be able to give to them now. And so whatever little we can do to make those changes, and wherever we're doing that's causing the problem, that we need to make the change and be determined to make the change and put the plan in place to do it, whether it's to take the walk or stop the addiction to the media or whatever it is that you do that would make life better for you and to serve those that you've been pointing the finger at. The three fingers pointing back when you're pointing one out. And you need to remember that. It comes back to ourselves and what we're saying or doing. When we're pointing to someone else's problem, it's really our own problem. We are responsible for what we have created. And we have the opportunity to give back, because life keeps presenting opportunities for us to give back where we have taken or where we were expecting to get and didn't, and then accused because we wanted something when really what we need to do is to give it rather than look to get it. And by doing that, we get it anyway. So that's mainly what I want to say right now about Saturn retrograde. And you know, as usual, the meeting is on Thursday. If anybody wants to talk about it, remedies for right now, look to the Divine Mother, because she knows how to give and she'll teach us how to give. So the Divine Mother, whatever her form, whatever religion or whatever philosophy that you belong to look to her. The toxic build-up through addictions and all that will prolong the agony. And what they do is to reduce our life force, or the prana that keeps us alive. Once we get into negativity of thinking or thought or blaming or all of that, it takes our life force. And so we need to do something like dance or sing or do yoga or, you know, get out in the nature or do inspirational, uplifting things that will increase our prana, that will increase our energy. And try to keep the diet as clean as possible. And the other thing, impatience is of no help in this. Saturn delays, he doesn't deny. So by learning how to do, he is the best teacher at the end of the day. By learning how to do look at where he sits in your chart, what house he's in, and look at the houses he rules, and look how far he has to go to the houses he rules to get an idea of what you need to be working on. This is where you can see it in your chart. So thanks very much for listening to me, and pearlfin.ie will get my website and all my details. Thanks very much again.